I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. World AIDS Day is observed each December 1st. World health ministers started the campaign 18 years ago. This year, the message was Keeping the Promise. The idea was to urge governments to do more to stop AIDS. The United Nations AIDS Program and the World Health Organization recently presented their yearly AIDS report. It says more than 40 million people live with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS, or with AIDS itself. There were 5 million new cases this year. More than half were in Southern Africa, and more than half were among young people and women. The report says about 3 million people will have died this year of AIDS-related causes. AIDS has killed more than 20 million people since it was first discovered 25 years ago. In some countries, it has lowered the average life expectancy by as much as 30 years. Countries in Southern Africa continue to be the worst affected, with more than 25 million cases. Millions of children have lost one or both parents to AIDS. Many are raising themselves, or are being raised by grandparents without public assistance. And economies are suffering as a result of lost productivity. Experts say HIV rates in Asia are low by comparison, but they say AIDS is spreading in every part of the continent. India has the second highest number of infections after South Africa. Both nations have more than 5 million cases. AIDS is also a growing problem in Indonesia, China, and Russia. This week, the WHO warned that unless Asian governments do more, 10 million people could be infected by 2010. The Chinese government says it will spend $100 million this year on AIDS prevention and treatment. The United States is leading efforts to expand treatment and prevention programs in developing countries. But critics note that the WHO's 3x5 plan to provide treatment to 3 million people by 2005 has fallen short. Still, the director of the UN AIDS program, Peter Piot, says there are signs of progress in the fight against AIDS. He says adult infection rates are down in several nations, including Kenya, Zimbabwe, and some Caribbean countries. He says this improvement is largely because of increased use of condoms. In general, many lives have also been saved with antiviral drugs. But there is still no AIDS vaccine and no cure. And health officials say drugs are not reaching enough people fast enough to save lives, especially in Africa. In South Africa, on World AIDS Day, the opposition criticized the health minister for mixed messages about the value of antiviral drugs. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Cynthia Kirk. Internet users can read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.